What's up, Joe? He joins us.
We'll cut Joe off in a second.
There's no question about it. I was proud of Chalupa. He wanted to hear about Vanderbilt. So
okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Joe, as you would expect, it was not going to come easy against South Carolina last night. Everything we talked about essentially happened, that Downey and Frederick gave you guys some problems. But in the second half, A.J. Ogilvie really asserting himself, and South Carolina had no answer to stop him down low.
No, they didn't, and if there was any disappointment, it was that Vanderbilt didn't go to A.J. Moore. I think they kind of got away from it a little bit at times. Certainly didn't go there in the first half at all. A.J. only had 4 points, but as you said, in the second half, there was a stretch where he just sort of took over the game and fouled out Mike Holmes for them and picked up some other fouls inside and just finished shots as he always does, got to the free throw line and scored 25. And I think his first taste of SEC play was pretty impressive. And it's a night where Shane didn't have a particularly good night from the field. And I think that bodes well for Vanderbilt, that they're able to find a way to win a game like that when Shane doesn't have his best night offensively. I just think it makes a lot of a statement of where this team is right now.
But, yeah, we did hear the highlight of the Alex Gordon three-pointer, which took it from 71-69 to 74-69 when South Carolina was making a run late.
That was a big shot. There were several of those. I remember when Vanderbilt built the lead to 9 at 67-58, Alan Metcalf hit the 3 from straight away to make it 9. And I guess if there was disappointment for Kevin, Vanderbilt had the lead at 9 on a couple of occasions. And really, I thought it felt like had a chance to sort of take over and build a more comfortable cushion. And a lot of times they would come down and make a bad play, make a turnover. I know one time they had a 9-point lead and a fast break and tried to throw the alley-oop pass for the spectacular play and just running the basic pass to finish it. I think that was some disappointment for Kevin. But overall, I think you just, the way the league is right now, you just got to be happy to get a win and to beat South Carolina. And the other thing that came into play, I think South Carolina probably played their best game of the year. And Kevin said after the game it was sort of a credit to Vanderbilt that you're now getting other teams' best shot. You know, you are now the hunted one, and that comes with the territory.
Joe, it wasn't the best night for Shane Foster, but he did set the career three-point record for Vanderbilt with number 297 to break Ronnie McNamahan's record, and that was early in the first half.
He did it early. He did it right out of the gate, as a matter of fact. But, you know, when he hits 8 in the previous game, you just have this expectation he's never going to miss. And to Shane's credit, while he didn't score as prolifically as he did with 13 last night, he did have 6 rebounds. He played pretty solid defense, I thought, all night. And played 37 minutes. He's a guy that Kevin has told me on a couple of occasions, it's hard for me to take him off the court right now the way he's playing.
Joe, the other thing, too, Vanderbilt's got to take better care of the ball. 16 turnovers, 9 by steals, and I'm sure that was something Kevin was harping on after the game.
I asked him after the game if that was his biggest criticism of the team right now or his biggest area of worry, and he said probably so. Turnovers just continue to bother them. They seem to come in bunches. They seem to come in a group. Like in the first half last night, Vanderbilt had 9 turnovers, and a lot of them early on, and they just can't afford that kind of situation that's going to end up getting you beat eventually. They've been able to find ways around it up to this point, but 17 turnovers against the South Carolina defense, really, that is not one that puts tremendous pressure on you. They do it with quick hands. Devin Downey is only 5'9", but he is really, really good at handling the basketball and making steals. So I'm sure that'll be a focus for going to Lexington on Saturday.
And decision day for Earl Bennett today. Initially, we heard that he was going to stay at Vanderbilt. That was sort of the buzz. But then, you know, I watched News Channel 5 last night, and they're reporting that he's going. So maybe something's changed. I don't know.
It's been a well-guarded secret around the campus. I know that. And I saw the same reports you did. And I guess it's one of those situations where cases can be built for both ways. So we'll find out at 2 o'clock whether or not he's going to stay or go.
I'm shocked either one of you guys would watch Channel 5.
Why?
Given your histories.
That's the only one I didn't work for.
Is Larry going to bring out like a big Decision 08 background for Earl to make this announcement?
A big 2-hour pre-conference discussion?
Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
Okay, see you later, Joe.
Okay, guys.